You've done intros with me like this before.
Me.
You should have me. I mean, you should have Ryan do it and just be like, eh, my name's Potatoes. I like to suck dick.
He can't recreate what was gold back in the day.
Sorry, I'm late.
Says you.
Now it's five.
Okay, fine, whatever.
My name's Potato. No, I don't want to do that. What do you want to do?
Well, no, I was just going to say.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want me to start now, or
what do you want me to do? I'm confused.
I'm just saying.
Wait.
I'll start the podcast and be like, my name is Potato, and then you go.
I think this intro you got going on right now is gold.
I think you need to shut up and let us up the production value of this podcast for once, so it stops being so shitty.
Okay, what goes next?
You say, I'm Sniper Goose.
Yeah, okay, I got that.
And this is podcast 105.
They're not going to say anything?
No.
I won't say shit.
They're not here, Ryan. Just pretend that they're not wearing any clothes.
You broke the fourth wall!
It's just you by yourself in this room. I'm not even here.
All right, fine, go ahead.
Yeah?
All right, that's ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
You go ahead, anytime. Start it up.
Well, now I'm not ready.
All right.
I forget that you can see me.
I'm out of water, do I?
I'm sorry about that.
Be a deer,
won't you?
Okay.
All right,
you guys ready? Doesn't look like you're racing anymore. You still racing?
Ready.
Does it just rotate through people?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you clicked
on. We can play worms, so it's less.
That's not about this.
There you go.
I guess.
How is that less intense? That is just the amount of intensity of Sonic.
Because it's turn-based.
That's true. It'll be slower.
Whatever.
We'll give it a try. Well, we might have to...
We'll do one of these.
What does that mean?
You see that, guys? That's you.
It's a chop.
You're cut.
You know, chopping block.
Jerry, what does that mean?
And your dish is on the chopping block.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
You keep asking us.
No. I kept asking. That was Ryan. That was Ryan's first time. Careful about your feet, too. If you move too much.
Kick the mic.
Huh?
Kick the mic.
Kick the mic.
You want me to kick the mic?
That's good.
That's the intro?
Yeah. I need you to kick it 105 times. In Morse code.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Morse code.
Morse.
Yeah, you know, your buddy Morris.
Who the hell is Morris?
You know? Yeah, my buddy Morris. He made his own code.
Yo, Morris! Yeah, what you want?
Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, don't talk about my mother. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast. My name is Potato.
And me!
Okay, you really fucked that up.
And me.
For episode 105. Ryan, did you lose your headset already?
I did lose my headset already. No need to.
This is embarrassing for you.
Right, go ahead.
No, I'm good.
I would be so embarrassed if I were you, right?
Yes. Yay, Team Mongoose podcast 105.
Yeah.
Yay, we're so
old.
It's somewhat of a special edition because...
I'm here in California.
Ryan's here with me.
Hello.
He waved to you guys, so you should all be waving back to however you're listening.
I expect waves.
You expect waves? Mm-hmm. That's my old time.
That's great.
Yeah, for the S2. The new one's way better. I got another one today.
Interesting if true.
It is true. So it's interesting. Yeah. We also have another guest in the room.
Oh, yes. Say hello.
Ryan's wife.
Hello, everyone.
That was Sarah. Very unenthused.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, they can't hear you guys anymore.
Hi.
But Terry and I have posted hi back to you, Sarah.
He can't see you waving.
Everybody can see each other, but not everybody can hear each other.
Yes, Terry's teeth are pretty white.
There.
Probably because he's kind of in the dark.
Oh.
Wow.
I knew that was going to be a race thing.
Well, how could you not?
Pretty easy. I don't care.
No, it's fine.
You don't squish
that's
it, by the way.
That's just burning you up.
You push this?
Yeah, I realize that. Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop playing with this because it's not conducive to my...
But it's fine. Just forget about it. It's okay. I'll fix it later. Okay.
Like a bull in a china shop in here.
Yeah. So, how are you? How was the graduation?
The graduation was
you
good.
You just came back from the graduation.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, Terry was there.
Why don't you come see me, brother?
I texted him. I said, Ryan's there.
Who are you talking to?
You! We could have seen you. I was at the graduation.
You were at the Delta graduation?
Oh.
Oh, Delta? Oh.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Oh, why would they have them on the same night?
They had Manteca High's night, too, and Sears.
Well, I mean, Delta is different than...
Delta's just Mini East Union. Why would they have it at the same time?
It was... Just, oh, my God.
Wait, Delta awful. Charter?
What?
No, Delta College, right?
Delta College.
All right. Well, why would you say that it's just a Mini
Delta
East Charter? Union?
Because everybody that
Delta Charter is a high school in Tracy.
Because everybody that goes to East Union goes to Delta, and you just see the same people again after
well,
you graduate.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is that like college graduation is different than high school. Like you can have a kid in high school graduating. You can also have another kid graduating
care.
Delta at the same night.
They don't
parents
care.
Can't go to.
They don't care.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to you know
they don't care.
Help out the families.
They don't care.
All
right. It's a joke. They don't care. Done.
I didn't know that they had graduation ceremonies at Delta.
Yeah,
I thought they'd
did
just fucking give you,
here you
a
go.
Piece of paper. Get the fuck
you,
out.
You did it.
Thanks
good
for
job.
Your money.
You don't have to be there. That's how I did it for MJC. I was not there. I got my paper. I went in, I signed a thing. Like, here you go. You graduated. I was like, yeah. But this.
Yeah.
This is a class of 500 people.
What?
And I only cared about one of them. That is 499 people. I don't give a shit about. And I had to sit through this ceremony for... like 2 hours.
That's how I felt at East Union. Scott was the last, like the second to last person who got his name called, and I was like, "Really, Scott?
Really, really? Fisher? Though?
No, we gotta go. You gotta go wherever you want.
Don't do
so
it.
So he
dude.
Chose the second to last.
Well, I walked with Kevin Cooper, and we sat like somewhere in the middle.
So weird.
Yeah,
it was my sister that graduated, and she was like right in the middle. So it was like just the first half of nothing, and then her name, and then we're sitting there for another half of people. We're done. They said her name. Let's go.
You should have set up. All right, we're done. Tell everybody. Everybody, we're done. All right,
people,
we're done.
People did that. They were just like getting up and walking out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like after their person was called. Bye bye.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, we waited to go on the field and take pictures and.
Right. Right. I liked the photo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I felt obligated to.
Oh, you liked it literally.
Literally.
My dad tagged me in a photo. In a photo?
You don't have to whisper, Sarah, because if he's going to have to interrupt and say things anyways.
That's true, yeah.
The audience should hear.
Kind of pointless.
She asked what photo, basically.
It's on...
Terry, who are you killing?
Oh, what are you talking about?
Terry and Alex are sending each other butt pics.
I just favorited the same photo on Twitter, so if you guys wanted to see it, it's on my Twitter.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, favorites don't go to the public.
Trust that guy. Okay. Don't question me, please. Okay, please? Whatever. Please?
I could question you.
I favorited Scott. He posted a thing about in the same picture. Do you see?
But if your favorites don't get broadcasted.
Oh, well then.
People can't find your favorites.
Well, I don't know what to do.
You can retweet it.
Retweet it?
You act like you've never tweeted before. This man with 40,000 tweets never tweeted before.
I do not have 40. I am not Andrew Begetta.
Wow, call him out by his full name, why don't you?
Oh, like no one knows all of our full names.
Whatever, okay. I did ask people to tweet us questions.
His Twitter for a long time was Andrew Begetta.
Yeah, and then he changed it. He's trying to turn over a new leaf.
Whatever, man.
He was a spice
turning
for a
his
while.
Life around.
Turn a new leaf. Let's see. Let's go to Begetta, Mr. Anonymous Begetta. 14,000 tweets.
Begetta's got shit to do.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just...
He's like the global secretary of Team Mongoose.
It's amazing.
What?
But that's our community manager, if anything.
There you go.
Well, technically, I brought Dull on for that. When I was like, hey, welcome to the team. You're our community manager. Do shit on the website, please.
Please. There's nothing there.
Go. Did you like the picture?
Hmm?
Sarah?
What?
Did you like the picture?
Like, did I physically like it on Facebook, or do I enjoy?
Do you enjoy
digitally rather like not physically?
Yeah, that would. Yeah,
that'd be interesting though if you could physically like a picture on Facebook. Like you have to mail in like a thumbs up to like the Facebook headquarters.
Sounds like a lot of work. For
I approve.
Well, you only do it when you really like something.
There you go.
Yeah.
I physically liked that Facebook post. Like 2 days later. Social media. Okay. Social media before it was like a billboard in the town square. You guys like come up and pin your thumbs up.
Everybody in the town gets like a set number of thumbs up like every month or something. You don't have to slurp.
It was a little bit.
Okay. Well.
I'd like that board.
You would like that board? That was Pinterest before the internet. So, someone asked us, if you got turned into an inanimate object, what would you like it to be?
You go for it. I'll find my eye.
Ryan has something in his eyes. He's crying right now.
I have ice in my mouth.
I know. You got eyes in your mouth. It's making you cry.
Well, go ahead.
I want to.
I'd be a diamond because I'm beautiful.
Shut up, Terry.
Get your shut up.
Link is bothering me. I'm sorry.
Beautiful on the outside and the inside.
This wasn't pulling on me, so it wouldn't bother me. I would be one of those super rubber bouncy balls because it would be an adventure. Because eventually the kid's gonna fucking lose it and then I'm off. And then some other kid's gonna find me and then he's gonna lose me again.
Or you're gonna get jammed in like the corner of someone's couch and not
move. Hey, whatever, man. All right, let the dice roll. Let's go.
Man, what you mean? That's a. Can I be a life-size model of Master Chief?
Sure, he won't move.
Reach for the stars, right?
Right.
Be whatever you want to be.
Well, I was thinking I wanted to be like an Xbox, and I could just have fun, but then it would get out of date, and no one would play me anymore, so...
And you'd overheat every now and then.
And you'd die.
My Xbox doesn't overheat. Well, I have a nice one.
I had to send mine nice in. We like,
I know, it's the only thing, the only nice thing we have left in our house. This is the Xbox.
Yeah, Terry, your Xbox went to Mexico.
Yep. Got packed full of cocaine, sent it right back. Worked like a charm.
You smuggled drugs over the border.
Yeah, why didn't you stack? What happened?
I don't know. It just red ringed on me one day.
Oh, so you sent it back for the warranty?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently I was under some kind of like extended warranty for that specific error I was getting. So I was like, okay.
Well, Microsoft put that out. They increased the warranty on Red Rings or the E74 or whatever
for, like,
it was
ever.
For 4 years. And then they canceled it because everybody was returning it.
Mine's broken too. Mine too.
Because people were wrapping them in towels and making them overheat.
Yeah. Didn't you try
sticking pennies inside of them?
Alex, what you didn't answer?
He wanted to be a chair so we can get so much ass.
Oh, but people fart in chairs all the time.
He doesn't care. He likes it dirty.
Why are you answering for him?
Because he's not answering.
You didn't give him a chance.
We had plenty of time.
Alex? Are you there? What's wrong with him?
Is he okay?
Alex?
I think he may be constipated right now.
Do you think he's ignoring us?
He's ignoring us. Alex?
Are you ignoring us?
He muted you. Why are you muting us over and over?
No, Morse code.
It's Morse code. Oh, so you'd want to...
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, Skype was fucking up. What happened?
Are you talking on Google Plus right now?
He's trying to do the little bell.
I'm trying to get your attention.
Ding, 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 ding.
So you said you wanted to be a chair so you can get a bunch of ass.
No. Alex, what object would you want to be?
Hey, if you're not taking chair, I will.
See, I told you.
Really?
He wants to be, all right. You want to be a chair in a hair salon?
I never said a hair salon.
Then you can get girls' ass. I mean, if you want to be a, he wants to be a chair at the gym.
Like that.
He wants to be a bench press. He wants to be a bench press. Like a Yeah.
Alex wants to be the squats machine.
He wants to be the bike seat at a really dirty gym. Okay. Like. But they don't even care if you wash off
what
your seat.
What is wrong with you people?
What if us? I don't want to be a bike seat.
This is you.
You're the one that wants to be a bike seat. You gross piece of crap.
Yeah, specify what kind of seat you want to be, or we're just going to assume things.
Wildly assume and not give you a chance to explain yourself.
As always.
Yeah.
Next question.
I can't just do that. There's a lot of crappy ones in here.
Are we going to end this with another 50-50?
Maybe. Well, didn't we decide that if this one was bad, then we would never do it again? It's like three in a row,
we have to do four.
Four?
Because it's 50-50. We either do two, or four, or six, so we can get 50-50.
So we have to go until we get an even...
No. Because we already went to three, didn't we?
Or no, we're at two.
Okay, so we can either stop now, because we suck.
Well, yeah, we fucked up twice.
Yeah, we can either stop now, or we have to do four.
So
tough call.
Well, yeah, it's a tough call. Today's a bad one.
It is. Yeah. But if it's a good one...
Are you feeling lucky?
Then we can still stop at four.
I'm always feeling lucky, Terry.
I'm feeling lucky.
Let's do it right now. No,
no. We can't let that damper.
It's
going to
be weird for you guys if we lose, because there's three of you in that room.
Sarah turned away from the TV, so she won't see it.
What?
The 50-50.
What's the
50-50?
I told you, it's that website that you go to, and it's like...
It gives you two
options?
It's
either a picture of a nasty dick, or a picture of, like...
Oh, the would you rather kind of thing?
No.
Well, it's kind of like that. But
it gives you two options.
How
it's like
explained it.
It's like
no,
two... It's in text.
No, we were doing
like,
that. That was a separate thing.
It'll give you, like... Okay, something really gross or something really pretty. And then when you click on it, that's the 50-50. You don't know which one is it going to be, if it's going to be the gross thing or the pretty thing. So when you click on it, we've done it twice now, and both times have been the most awful thing in the world.
Really?
It's been terrible.
Are you guys going
to
play?
We're at the end of the podcast.
We're trying to decide, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I will gladly watch that.
Will you? Because last time it was a cock ring.
I can't promise.
No,
that
was the first time.
Oh, right. This time it was maggots and a dick.
Yeah.
No, I think it was backwards.
What?
No, it wasn't. Trust me, I remember.
Do you?
It was the ring. It was the ring first, and then the maggot second.
You're right.
It was terrible.
You're right.
Yeah.
No.
So, what's your guys' thoughts on Futurama being canceled? Finally.
Not the first time.
Yeah, it's sad, but I mean, it's ran its course.
Yeah,
I love Futurama.
I think it's fine to put it down now.
Yeah. It came back. It made its comeback. They can actually end it. They know it's coming this time.
Yeah, I think that the last...
And they say, even the creators said they're ready. Like, it's time for that show to go.
Yeah.
They're not surprised.
The first time, I think it was too short.
Yeah.
But this time, I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's the perfect amount of episodes now.
Yeah.
And they've been really funny lately.
Yeah. Terry, you should watch the current season. It's pretty good. It starts off a little slow, but then picks up.
Comedies. I haven't seen any of the Comedy Central.
They're funny, man. I think the first season renewed on Comedy Central is like, eh. And then the one after, the second one.
Yeah,
they
caught their wind again. And
yeah,
it was
hilarious. My name is John fucking Zoidberg.
They had a good run.
It did. I love Futurama. It's the show that I can watch a couple times, three times a year, and still chuckle.
Yeah.
That's something different.
Speaking of shows, we've had the wrap-up of Doctor Who.
That was
and
good.
The series wrap-up of Office.
Have not seen it.
Yeah. You haven't seen it yet?
We have it for the trip, so no
okay.
spoilers.
Okay.
But the computer broke, so we're probably not going to watch until we get back.
I
might have to take a look at my netbook tomorrow, see if you can get it to turn on.
All right. I was going to talk about The Office, but yeah, if you guys haven't seen it, then
no, please. We didn't pick it. We didn't pick back up after the Christmas special. We thought it kind of lost its pizzazz.
Well, just to go around it, it was good. I think like I've watched the show since day one.
So have we.
It's it's had its ups and downs. I didn't want them to end the show like how they were kind of going downwards. Have you guys seen everything up until that one?
Up till the Christmas special. That's the last one we saw.
So you haven't seen any of this year? Mm-mm. Okay, well...
We kind of... Because it was going downhill, so we stopped.
Okay, well, where are you guys at? What do you know about the people?
The Christmas special.
It doesn't. And what plot lines have happened?
Are you listening, Dwight? The Christmas special.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Yeah, we don't even remember.
That's kind of why we stopped watching it, because we just weren't. Yeah, interested. We weren't interested. It was like anymore. A chore. It was like, God, okay, we'll watch The Office.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Is like this last season, they've been really kind of going downwards because like the whole. I don't know. I want to say one thing.
Go ahead, say it. I don't care. Okay, Sarah already spoiled the end for me.
Oh, you seen it?
Well, no, but I like them on Facebook, and they posted a picture of Dwight and Angela dressed up in wedding attire. So
yeah, yeah.
I assumed they were getting married.
It, yeah, it's,
well, she just spoiled
or
it.
Or was a costume
party? Yeah, you. Well, I mean, it's whatever. So the thing with Jim and Pam,
mm-hmm.
they've been kind of like going downhill, like the going apart. You know, because Jim's in Philadelphia doing his athlete stuff. And Pam's all pissed off because he's never around or whatever. They just kept going down that road, and they kept going further and further down that road. I'm like, why are you fucking splitting up, like, the two best people of the show?
Yeah.
You know, and, like, it was just getting bad. And I thought that they were going to keep that going and, like, try to, you know, really cause a lot of conflict.
Right.
But they brought it all back
at
the
okay.
end. Of the last episode was really good. They wrapped up a lot of stuff, and they did. There was a lot of throwbacks, too.
Oh,
in the
really?
Last episode too, so if you're like an avid watcher of it, you'll get like a lot of little things that they talk about.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean, obviously the wedding of Dwight and Angela, they're in graves. You know, like all how right. Dwight said that Schrute's weddings are
yep.
a depressing affair, but funerals are really really beautiful because they get married inside of their own graves. And they don't mention that at all in the last episode, though. It's there. So,
it's
like,
that,
you will
yeah.
only get it if you've
yeah,
watched
I remember
the show.
That. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I mean, well, yeah, we're excited to watch it again. It's just,
yeah.
we kind of lost our interest.
Well, I mean, now that it's all wrapped up, you guys can just blast
yeah, exactly.
through it. It'll
right.
be
exactly.
way better.
Yeah.
It'll be
so
way
is
better.
This the, is that the end?
Is yeah, the series is over.
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
It's
series
done.
Is over.
Forever. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
The last two episodes are actually an hour, at least. At least. And then there's one,
last three actually are an hour, I believe.
Something like that, so.
But no, I was happy with it. I'm glad it ended the way it did. But
what are you doing?
Your dad just sent me a text that's kind of offensive to you, so I'm not gonna.
No, you have to tell me why. Please let me read it.
No, it's a picture.
You want
what?
Oh, your dad's.
My dad's like that. He's
just
vicious.
Sending pictures to your wife. Mm-hmm. why don't you send pictures to your mom? Huh?
To her mom?
Your
I'll
mom.
Show him.
To make your dad jealous.
But,
pissed off because he sent pictures to your wife, you send pictures to his wife. Get it?
Alright, here, let me take a picture.
He's not gonna like a picture of me, Ryan.
It's for my mom.
Oh, right. Yeah, your mom doesn't like me either. She called me fat at your wedding.
Oh, that's a terrible picture. I'm not gonna send that. I'm sorry.
Good. Did she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does that. Why? Don't take it personally.
I'm not taking it personally.
She calls me fat too.
She was.
And I'm her son.
She's always been a very blunt person.
Ryan's mom, though.
Oh, you turned the flash off, that's why.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the flash.
Well, last time it made you look very pasty.
Yeah, don't do that. I want her to see how tan I am. Right? No? Okay.
Just send it to her. She's going to be so confused. let me see this picture.
It's just a picture.
Sarah?
Just be cool. You're in the middle of a podcast.
I don't care. What's about to go down.
Sarah, text me the picture. I won't show Ryan.
You're lying. You'll show me. Let me see your phone, dude.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like wood on the back. Really classy.
Yeah.
Real. Who is that?
That's Terry. That's Terry's arm.
Looks like it was Terry. Like Terry was like, ah.
That would have been great.
They know too much, Terry.
They're actually in the same room.
It's hilarious. Man, this is nice.
Yeah, it's a very nice phone.
Oh, I don't have my stylus.
You slap your ass.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like to.
It doesn't matter to me.
I have a very nice pen.
Why did you do that?
What?
You just slapped your ass.
No, I didn't.
Just like.
No, I was looking for my stylus. It's usually in my pocket.
He was just slapping here. His pocket trying to find his stylus.
Let me see the picture.
I'm obsessed. Bless, come on. Ryan slapping his ass.
I know, right? That's nothing new.
Let the man slap his own ass.
Yeah, I can slap my own ass. Then
what's
I'll go
back there. You can't slap his ass.
Dwight, what the fuck? He's right there. Slap his ass for us.
Yeah, slap my ass.
Yeah! There you go.
Now it's a podcast.
Woo!
You know it.
105.
Wait, Sarah, do you even have my new number?
Oh, yeah, that's why I stopped trying to text you, because it occurred to me that I don't have your phone number.
Oh. We'll fix that right now.
Do you have my number?
Here, let me show
Maybe.
You. Yeah, let me show you her number.
Yeah.
And that way we don't
Why don't
have
you
to...
just tell me your number out real loud?
Don't.
you know what? Actually, her name was always her your maiden her name. I'm putting you in as Fisher
as
now.
Sarah Fisher.
Which is going to be weird for me because I'm never going to get used to it.
Oh, that's the work number. Hold on.
I like the name.
It's this first one.
Don't mind me right now. Stop.
Yeah, you
guys need
you
to
two,
fucking
you
keep
two can
entertaining
talk. Come on.
The podcast.
Come on, you two, tell us what you're doing in Worms.
Terry was stretching like Max stretches.
Yeah. She called you a dog.
I just beat Alex. That's what happened.
No surprise there, right?
What are you guys
doing? Can I play Worms with them?
No.
I really blunt.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no. That's, because she has my laptop and the computer's over there and we're here.
So do you want the laptop?
No,
no,
I'm just
no
kidding.
Do not give that to him.
Terry!
Do you what? See that big old box?
I do, I do. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too bad we can't do it tonight. Yeah. Hey, ask my dad, since you're talking to him, if Scott's going to find his own ride home, because that would be the most convenient.
Oh, Scott's not coming
that
home
with
you?
That goes against the entire plan that we discussed before.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, ask them if, is the plan still the same?
I'm not going to ask him that.
Then I'll ask him.
If the plan has changed, then
I'll
probably
let. Next question.
Next question.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We can do what we were doing last week. I love
oh,
that.
Oh, shit.
Do what were we doing
the
last week?
The Would You Rathers?
Oh, yeah. That was a really shitty site, and it just kept repeating the same crappy questions. Mm-hmm.
Find a better one. Find an app.
I tried.
Did you?
Oh, not an app, but I tried finding other sites.
Well, while Terry and Alex are having a conversation about something random, we'll look at apps.
Yeah.
Alex, how what? Is your sister?
What's her favorite Pokemon?
Which one? The older one. She's fine, Terry.
Quit asking.
Just asking a question.
Ooh, should we get the Would You Rather or the Would You Rather Dirty Edition?
Do we really have to do another Would You Rather thing?
What is this Would You Rather crap?
No, we can do something else, Terry. What
just grab one of them and just see what's up.
Let's talk about Xbox.
All right, I can...
Oh, yeah. New Xbox was announced.
I'm excited.
I see a lot of negative things about
it. More information because what they told me had nothing relevant to what I care about.
Spec-wise, it's the same as the PS3.
Mm-hmm. That's how it always comes down to, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. We're now at an age where like the specs really shouldn't matter. Xbox is now going to have a Blu-ray. That was really the dividing point between the two.
Yeah, that's it.
So, I mean, that alone is going to bring, like, a whole new world to the Xbox. A lot of people are complaining about the name. I actually don't.
I agree with it. I like it.
No, I was actually going to say the opposite. I don't really like it because
I like it.
When you say Xbox One, you think the original.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Wait. That's just the Xbox.
The main
you can't
thing
just say
about
Xbox
because
we call the 360 the Xbox.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Or the 360. Well,
go on
or the 360.
Okay,
right.
Okay, the main thing
they're
pushing with this Xbox is that it controls everything in your living room. Your TV, your cable, everything. Which is why they're calling it the Xbox One, because that's all you need.
Well, I've seen a lot of people already using the slang term X-Bone, and I think that's sick. I think we should call it the X-Bone. It's Xbox and One pushed together. It's the X-Bone.
No, it's not pushed into
it.
One.
I understand.
I don't give a fuck. I'm calling it the X-Bone.
That would be the
on.
X-Bone-Soon.
What? No.
Bunkso.
No, you drop the back half.
You can't just drop things.
When you combine words, you don't just...
What's going to happen, like the other two Xboxes, is we're just going to end up calling it Xbox. So
yeah, exactly. Who cares? It's just going to be the Xbox.
Still, X-Bone. I think that's sweet.
Oh, that's rough. Would you rather get your hand slammed in every door you come across or fall down a flight of every stairs you use?
Why'd you say that again, but maybe towards
or
the microphone and not, like, laughing?
Or fall down every flight of stairs you use. That's horrible.
I feel like in either scenario, you won't last very long anyway. So.
I would go with the hand, because you probably live, and as long as it's my left, it's not that big of a deal.
No, there's professional stuntmen that fall downstairs all the time. I think after a while, you'd get one of those, like, metal spines and stuff. Yeah, and just, be ready for it.
It would just grow on its own.
Yeah.
Well, and what do you come in contact with more?
You just said it's just gonna evolve. You just said I'm gonna get one.
See,
of those
you
metal
get
plugs.
One. You don't you just, grow you one. Just
said, I'm gonna get one. Like, it's gonna be like, whoop.
You can't grow metal. Therefore, you're saying nonsense.
Xbox One.
What the fuck?
X-Bone. I don't like it. It sounds French.
Like, I don't know. I like it either.
The X-Bone. X-Bone. X-Bone.
Did you guys hear about the used game situation?
Look at my shoes.
How it's going to work?
Oh.
I heard about it, and then I heard, actually, the other day that that was not true.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything official.
It is speculation, but, like, the main rumor that everybody's sort of going around is that used games will have to be registered to your tag. And then any other used games that you come across or come towards, you're going to have to rebuy it at full retail price.
Yeah, that was the rumor. And they were saying on the official Xbox support Twitter or whatever, they were saying that that is not true.
Yeah, I heard it was going to be like up to the publisher on used games.
And I hope that's true.
Because why would Microsoft care if Ubisoft is not making as much money as they used to? Because they're still making money by people playing the Xbox.
Because if the developers aren't making money from the games that they make from their system, they're going to move on to a different system, and they're not going to make games for the Xbox.
They're going to start making games for the Wii?
For the PlayStation.
They're going to do...
Or they'll move their ship more towards PC.
But PlayStation's not doing it. PlayStation's not doing the used game thing, so why would they go there? Like, it's going to be the same thing.
Because PlayStation's not charging them for their used games. The speculation.
Nah.
You know?
I don't know, I think developers
I do think it's kind of stupid that they're dropping the 360 support completely.
What do you mean?
Is that not true? Yeah.
I heard that was just
it's
a
not
rumor.
Backwards compatible at all.
Because they said it was going to be, I thought. Interesting.
No, they mentioned
they have a large amount of their library on, you know, Xbox Live Arcade.
Then you have to rebuy it.
But you got to rebuy it unless you already have it.
That's well. If you already have it, you can just get it downloaded again?
No, I'm saying if you already bought an Xbox Live game, an on-demand game, you can play it again.
Yeah. I'll still keep my Xbox 360.
Yeah, so will I.
So, you know. I probably won't even buy the new one for about a year.
Yeah, it's going to be a while for me, too, unless like something else comes out that really blows my mind.
Yeah, unless they announce a Halo 5.
That's what I'm saying. I need more information. I need
exactly. E3. Exactly. Yeah, E3 is going to come in, what, a month, right?
20 days. Well, we're down to about 18 now.
18?
Yeah, 18, 19 days.
Two and a half weeks? We're going to stream that, of course, right?
Yes, I already talked to my boss. I'm going to either go home or go in later.
We got to figure out your microphone situation as well.
Yeah.
Why it's giving you the squirts right now.
Yeah. That's not going to catch on.
It's going to catch on. people are already tweeting it to me.
I don't think that's okay? True.
All right, everybody
don't do it.
Okay.
The next time something gives you the squirts, I need you to tweet that situation to Ryan and be like, this is giving me the squirts.
Or the shits. You can say shits too.
Terry, tell him it's not going to catch on.
Terry, you say it.
I say it.
Terry says it.
Damn it, Terry. Why you gotta say that?
Because
why
it's fun.
Why you gotta give us shits right now?
Yeah.
Oh, don't encourage
him. Dave, full circle right there.
I'm gonna kill myself with a screwdriver. Which one do I need to pick? I think a flathead will be conducive. No, I think
there's actually a Torx in there.
Is there? That one's not sharp, though. I think I'm gonna
go with Torx.
I think I'm gonna go with this. I think that's sharp.
Well,
right?
No. Go to the Torx. It's small. It's like an ice pick. I think he passed it.
Like an ice pick?
Yeah, because the ice pick's really pointy.
I guess, but it's not. Know? I don't feel that. Feel how dull that.
What does that? That's not gonna kill me.
Ryan, if it's getting slammed into you, who cares? Look at that one. That one's skinnier.
That's what she said.
Yeah, you're just fascinated by this, aren't you?
I do. I always.
It's very nice.
Well, here we go. This is the one, man.
It was like $8 at Orchard Supply.
That's the one.
Yeah. Terry was really all about it too when he first saw it.
It's cool, right?
Did you break it?
Don't you feel like
Terry Botlin?
Don't you feel like it's a lightsaber?
Sure. What we're talking about, for people that don't know, is I got this screwdriver that you can pull like out, and you can rotate through a bunch of bits in it. So it's like 7 or 8 screwdrivers in one.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
Except it, which you know they have, and they usually pull out the bottom, and you have to pull out the top piece, and then put it in the top.
Yeah,
this one is all in one, and you can't lose the pieces.
I mean, that's why there's just 2 Torx in there.
Because you replaced it.
Because I lost a Phillips.
But you can, yeah, but that's true. You can always go get other ones too.
Yeah, they're all universal. That's cool. Yeah.
I have about 2 of those, 3 of those at home, but not like that. They're the ones that pull out at the bottom.
Right. But that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
nice. I like it. Stop it, you two.
What?
You're just over here giggling like school children.
We're not doing anything, right?
I see you two. You're like here. You're trying not to laugh on camera or on the microphone. So on camera, you guys just look ridiculous. Terry's over here.
We
evil
got a new
hands.
Show right now.
Evil hands over here.
A show only we can see and we can't commentate on. But we do because anyway, you guys are doing it.
I'm excited about the Halo TV series produced by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
I am excited about that too.
Forward Unto Dawn did amazing.
It's just that it's one thing to produce. It's another thing to direct. Being a producer can mean absolutely anything for it. He could just be producing the money for it.
It's true.
A name.
And getting publicity for it, I know.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but
you know.
I like I was telling Alex via text message the other day. His number is
his number. If you guys want to also text him,
1234 Alex.
Did you get my text, by the way? Did you get it?
Yes.
So what, my number?
Did you get it?
Was that Ryan. I think
Ryan.
Three.
Okay.
Did you get it?
No, I think that 343. 343 is more concerned about continuity in their storyline than Bungie was.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I mean, 343 was the dedicated people for Halo Zero from Bungie.
Yeah, all of a sudden, the whole series, in every book, we learn that the Pillar of Autumn was built in space, made for space, never to enter an atmosphere because it was too heavy to exit, and then at the end of the Reach, you're on a planet getting onto the Pillar of Autumn that somehow makes it to space with teeny little boosts.
Yeah.
Teeny tiny
little baby boosters.
No. Okay. Incorrect.
It's called baby boosters.
And Master Chief is asleep on the floor.
I think that was just supposed to be like an Easter egg, and that wasn't really part of the story.
Stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty.
He was on a space station fighting for his life, damn it.
a lot of good men died.
That's true.
Right, I assume.
Yeah.
That seems like something that would happen.
Yeah, most Spartans died. In that fatal transaction. All of Red Team, right, Alex?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
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 Blue Team. I hope this show has to do with the books.
I hope the show has to do with Blue Team. Like, that. Like, I hope it just picks up at the end of Forward Unto Dawn until Halo 1. That's a long time. That's a long set of years to film a show.
I want to see Ghost of Onyx done into a TV show.
I don't know what
that
is.
Try it. Don't push down too hard on it.
What are you... Stop it. Well, they're playing with a phone.
What?
Hmm?
No, I was playing with the stylus, is a pen.
Yeah, it's a pen as well.
Speaking of phones, though, mine's a piece of shit now. Like, I had full charge when I left for the graduation, and by the end of it, it was, like, dead. I had to turn it off because it was about to die.
What were you playing?
I was playing Spotify most of the time, and I played like 10 minutes of 10 million, and it was like, your phone's gonna die, bro. You gotta turn it off.
I have this knockoff Dr. Mario phone that just destroys, or Dr. Mario game that just destroys my battery like nobody's business.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like,
I have so many like opportunities to sound like a pretentious asshole right now. The battery life on the Samsung Galaxy S4 is amazing. I play video games all day and don't have to charge it.
If I'm playing, like,
it does get very hot though when I play games.
If I'm playing like an emulator, I never have to charge. Like, it'll last all day.
Yeah.
But like, just something about this game, it's just like, nope.
And it's just poorly made.
Yeah. Other games are fine. It's just this game is like, your phone's gonna die, Terry. Don't do that, Terry. They're just
okay. Well, anyways,
right?
we'll move it on. Yeah, speaking of graduations, though, was it Kristen here? If you could tell something or give advice to your high school self, what would it be?
Do your fucking homework. It's not that hard, you piece of shit.
Be more confident.
Just keep doing what you do, man. Everything works out in the end.
Yeah, what's the worst gonna happen?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna tell myself.
Slap your ass?
Don't change anything I've already done, because everything worked out perfect.
Don't change anything.
Keep being a fucking arrogant asshole to everyone. It worked out great.
It's true, it did.
It did. Good job.
I landed Sarah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Landed me, I'm sure that's...
At the airport. That's
like, what do you mean? You got beef? You got beef?
This isn't marriage counseling.
Come at me.
It's about to go down right
it's
now.
It's fucking Jerry Springer right now.
It's about to be a domestic situation right now at the White House. Somebody call the cops.
Go ahead and tell about 50,000 people.
I am minding my business. reading some dead serious Dear Abby.
Dead serious.
I get it. Because everybody's dead. And it's a serious situation.
That was a sad one.
Oh,
boy. We go with the dark humor once in a while. And I'm not talking about when Terry tells a joke.
My advice to myself would be to not worry so much about social stereotypes.
Like Terry?
No, that would be racial stereotypes. But, like, you know, don't... All the fucking... the mentality of a high school kid is basically do what the group does. Otherwise, you know, you're going to be a piece of shit. Yeah, it is. For the majority of people, it is. Okay? You're speaking from your personal experience.
I thought that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, so why are you telling Dwight he's wrong?
Because he's wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Cool. Because I'm wrong. Yeah, okay.
Dwight, you're wrong.
I'm
just
wrong.
Just accept it.
Why are you holding
your part? You're part of the group. Follow me. No, I'm
just kidding. Conform to what I'm saying.
Conform. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. I see that.
Like, yeah, it's just because it doesn't matter after high school. Like, once high school was over, it was just like, all right, we're done.
Now we can all be whatever we want to be.
Now we can actually be people.
That's good advice for everyone. Like, high school, it's not as important.
Just because you're a nerdy kid does not mean you can't go hang out with another group of people that is not into what you're into. You can find
that was never my experience
with anybody.
Like, I always thought that was weird. I would see, like, in movies and TV shows and shit like that. It's like, that was not my experience in high school.
Yeah, I hung out with anybody and everybody.
Our group was
very
diverse.
Very diverse.
We had
if you weren't a dick,
everybody.
I'd hang out with you.
Right.
You hung out with me?
Yeah.
And I was a dick.
You were borderline.
Borderline, really? He invented
you were
the line.
Acceptable.
he was the baller.
I was the line that everybody tried to aspire to. On the far end of being a dick.
No, I mean, like, don't be ashamed to be yourself type of thing, you know? Not so much don't hang out with, or, you know, people that don't fit your interests.
You know, of course, there's also nothing wrong with not being yourself in inappropriate times, but anyway.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, if you're into, you know, jacking off in front of people, don't do that.
I mean, if you want to
tone that down.
If you want to be yourself all the time, then never question. You want to, you know, look all stupid and all the time.
Fucking do it.
But never question why you didn't get a job, because you'll know why. There are certain times where you have to look professional. You have to clean up your face. You have to plug up your gauges that you spent years doing.
That's another thing.
Because employers don't like it.
Maybe, like, for situations like tattoos or, like, gauges and stuff like that.
Try to hide them, because employers don't like them.
No, not so much hide them.
Hide them when you're, like, in a you can hide them.
Let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just sit on...
Don't laugh over there.
Just sit on the decision for, like, a month.
I think we lost it.
Did we?
It just went...
Are they still there?
Dead silent.
What? Guys? I can hear you guys.
No, I can hear.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. You may have been pulling on this again. I'm pulling these out.
Sorry, go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go on, I'll figure this out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sit on this decision for like a month, and then come back to it after a month if you still want to do it, then go for it.
Can you tell a story about
Because a lot of those things just like...
Life lessons about high school and about gauges for some reason.
Hold on, guys. Our headset's being stupid. You keep going.
How many gauges did you have when you were in high school, Alex?
30.
Damn.
30 on each year.
Shit.
Yeah, I plug them up real nice.
There were more holes in me than there were in Swiss cheese.
So, on that one.
Let me tell you. They were big gauges, too.
Terry had double zeros, man.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
I think it's like the biggest one that you can get. It's like a half inch.
So Sarah's dad, Sarah's sister, wanted to get a nose ring.
Okay.
And so Sarah's dad's like, yeah, that's fine. But was it 2 months?
One.
1 month. For 1 month, you have to wear a fake nose ring.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think of it and how it feels. And if you still want to get one when you're done, I'll let you get your nose pierced.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Did she go
She did, and she got her nose pierced.
She wore it for the whole month. It was like a little rhinestone that she wore.
Yeah?
She got so much crap from her friends, too,
for wearing a fake
nose ring. But she was like, do what I have to do.
Do I have to get a real one?
Yeah. I'm gonna get a real one day.
Terry's all, fuck you, bitch. I'm gonna get a real one day.
It's gonna be better than yours, you slut.
You stupid slut! Dumb bitch!
And then there was a big pillow fight.
In the middle of the quad, there was a pillow fight.
In the middle of the quad, a big pillow fight.
They were all in their pajamas somehow.
And then all the girls started making out. Who knows?
East Union was fun.
Yes, that's good advice. Sit on it for a while.
The bottle fights weren't as fun.
You mean when we lost?
And unfortunately,
when we lost combined lunch.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not actually joking about that.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, like the pillow fights. There was an actual bottle fight.
Yeah, people were just throwing bottles at each other up in the air. The police officer got hit. The campus monitors got hit.
He got hit.
What?
Soda bottles and bottles of anything.
Somebody
really.
Just threw a bottle up in the air just for fun. Had nothing to do with anything, and then just exploded. Like yeah. People went crazy. And then at the end, two gangs like ran at each other and started beating the shit out of each other.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that.
I hate yeah. right.
People, I was over by the free tree.
The signal.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. By that never-ending puddle.
I was by the library.
Oh, see, you didn't see him come over the hill.
No, I didn't see it.
Start
no.
to fight.
No.
It was a.
But no, like, it was, yeah, some people were throwing full bottles of soda.
Like, they would take the lids off and then throw them.
Yeah.
And then some people were just throwing them, like,
some people were
trying to do damage.
And that those ones hit a few people and it hurt them bad.
Yep, black ass, concussions.
Yeah.
Death.
It was stupid.
My man died in that great bottle of water.
you gotta keep your feet off the table, man.
I like it.
I know, stop it.
But
you're
I like
the mic
them on the
so
table
much.
Quite.
It has a shock mount, but it's not going to do everything.
Is it mounted to the table? It's not just a stand?
It's leaned against the table because there's so much forward weight. It would just fall over. You know what I mean? Because there's no weight on the backside.
Why don't you... Never mind.
Because it'll fall forward.
Interesting if true.
Okay. Everything I've ever said when you say that is true.
Interesting.
That in itself is true.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
It sounds like the old timey people.
It's Futurama. Yeah. Something little impersonating.
Yeah,
he's somebody impersonating somebody.
Yeah.
And he's sitting
there
with Mike Tyson commentating on the robot fights.
Yeah. He was always an announcer.
And then I think Mike Tyson's like talking to him, and he's just like, interesting if true,
right? Yeah. And it was always stuff that obviously wasn't.
Yeah,
true.
It was just completely outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a cyborg. Interesting if true.
Yeah,
my favorite.
It's a good show. People should watch Futurama. Another show.
If they haven't already.
Another show that just came on Netflix is The Finder. There's only one season of it and they got canceled, but I enjoyed it.
It was a Bones spinoff.
Was it? Yeah. You sure? I don't know what The Bones is about, so.
They went down, they met this guy, and he helped them find something. And
did the guy have, like, a knack of finding shit?
And then he has the black guy, the big black guy with him, and the girl, and. Yes, trust me.
Okay, all right.
Yes, trust me.
Didn't you watch that show, like, a lot?
Bones?
Yeah.
I used to. I need to watch the last season.
Why couldn't you give me a better explanation?
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Okay.
No, because you're right. It's Finder. He's
okay.
The guy who had a knack for finding things. He found her medal from
the
when she was...
Bones didn't seem like it really had any humor in it, though.
Bones is pretty funny.
Was it?
She's
it seems so... It found... You were finding people's bones.
But she's so... ignorant to the world, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. I've seen a few episodes.
Socially ignorant.
Yeah, he'll make like innuendo, and she just like tells
That's
him something scientific about
He's
it. Like,
the funny one. She's a straight man.
She's really a man.
Angel really keeps the show together.
Okay. Yeah. No, that guy. the Finder was funny though. It had a lot of really funny moments, and I honestly thought that it was a good show. And I was really sad to see that it only went one season.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have aired on Fox.
Same thing with Endgame, which is I think still on Hulu, but I haven't seen it anywhere else.
No, it's on Xbox.
Yeah, I know. It was a coincidence.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, where have I heard that before?
Okay, well, it's about this Russian like chess master guy that would like solve crimes and stuff because he was really good at like thinking ahead and stuff. It was really interesting and cool, but again, one season and
was it
done.
On Fox?
I don't think it was on Fox.
Fox is bringing back 24, but they're calling it 12. But they're actually calling it 24, but it's only going to be 12.
24-12.
I don't get that because I never watched the show. 24?
24 is 24 episodes in real time. Each one's an hour. I did quotes because they're actually 45 minutes, but now they're just going to start skipping hours, and so it's
only wait. 24 was
so 24. It starts off. These events are in real time, and it's an hour long, and it's an hour of the day. So the episodes are like 8 to 9, and each one, like if you go look at the seasons, it's episode 8 to 9. You know, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Okay. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And now they're going to start skipping, so they can only make it. They're going to make it a 12 episodes show, but it's still going to be 24 hours.
So the whole season, whole one season of 24
was one day.
Insane day,
one crazy ass day, like where Jack Bauer finds out about a terrorist attack while his daughter's getting kidnapped. Then he catches that original terrorist, finds out his daughter got kidnapped, goes rogue to get his daughter back from a different group of terrorists that are actually going to blow up something more important than the thing that they were blowing up before. And then he finds those terrorists, and then there's one more set of terrorists that kidnap his daughter again, and then that's the end of the show.
Why is there so many terrorists?
Isn't 24 like 9 seasons?
8.
Yeah.
It's got so all 8 seasons is just one day?
No, it's 8 days.
Oh, it's 8 days. Yeah.
And they don't go in order.
Yeah, yeah. Every season is not a week either.
Like season four takes place before season 3, I think. In the scheme of things.
Well, they just like forget, like, oh wait, yeah, and this happened.
Well, yeah, it was kind of like a baseline. I'm pretty sure, anyway. Maybe I just watched them out of order, who knows. But yeah, one of them's like 5 years later, and they're just... Cause somebody asked me that one time. He must be having one hell of a week! Like...
What, Alex?
So each season is one day?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's all in real time. I mean, how he gets across to L.A. in 5 minutes is beyond me. But it's in real time, and so there's a little countdown at the, like, when they go to commercial. It's like, you know, and so they're bringing it back, but they're like, we're going to skip boring hours of the show. And so each episode's still going to be an hour of the day, but let's say it starts at 10 o'clock, so you'll watch 10 to 11, and then when you come back next week, you'll watch, like, it'll skip an hour, so you'll watch noon to 1 instead, and you won't see what happened at 11 and noon because nothing important happened.
Interesting, if true.
It's like Dragon Ball Kai of 24.
Kinda, yeah, except they're not redoing the same show.
Remastered.
Except they're not doing the re-show politically correct.
With no blue, one's bleeding.
With blue Popo.
Blue Popo. Was he actually blue in that one?
He's blue in Kai?
Yes.
Yeah. He's black in Dragon Ball Z, but he's blue in Kai. Because they didn't want to be...
funny.
They didn't want him to, you know... Because he's kind of like Kami's slave.
It's Jinx all over again.
Because he's a genie.
Yeah. Genies ain't got rights.
I mean, that's why he's
even
blue.
Real.
Popo's like the strongest person. He just never did anything about it. Piece of crap.
He liked to water plants.
Maybe him and Kami, you know, had a little...
The most powerful person.
Of course. But, you know, of course they did.
But I have to tend to my garden.
Krillin did with everybody.
Krillin was just like their whore.
Yeah.
He was abused. He would just like lay out after.
Each dot is someone who owns him.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What? All right. If you weren't prepared to hear the real truth of Dragon Ball Z,
he kept his head shaved so that no one would pull it.
Well, no, they
did it.
Yeah, well, it's like the first guy. He gave him a bunch of shit that just he couldn't grow hair anymore.
Yeah. Chemoed him.
So you boned him.
He chemoed him. No, no, he didn't give him chemo.
They call my dick the radiator. Not me.
Radiator.
That's a little different,
because it gets really hot and it would burn your hands.
Shut up! You know what I meant.
They call it the power plant.
Alright, here's another question. Fallout. From Rain Redemption. If you could learn one random skill, what would it be? I would assume probably to a master level.
Yeah, I hope
if you could be a master at one skill.
Lockpicks. No, I'm just kidding.
Lockpicks.
I would want my stealth skill to go up.
You're already pretty good, Terry.
Thanks. I'm at like 65. I've been grinding it.
How have you been grinding your stealth skill?
I go hide
people's
houses.
Could I?
Hide a corner and just sit there while it levels.
No, you gotta move backwards. You go into a corner and you walk backwards.
You
don't have to
move in Skyrim. You can just be in proximity. No, you don't have to.
Bullshit, you don't have to.
It takes longer, but you don't have to.
Oh.
I didn't even know you had to level that up in Skyrim.
That's one of the things you can do. That was one of the things, like,
I have a BG.
If you look up, like, guides for leveling, like, it just said, go to some tavern, find a corner, and just sit there, and then walk away.
Yeah, I mean, I was sneaky. I would up my sneak just by sneaking, but I guess I didn't really pay attention. I just That was in the Dark Brotherhood.
It's a pretty valuable skill.
But in Oblivion. I don't know. Oh my god.
Can I up my skill of learning skills? I would like to be the master of learning skills.
Be really good.
Yeah, I would like to be better at learning.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I want to be the best at learning.
Yeah. I think that would just be a universal thing then, yeah.
I'm good at everything!
Yeah, just be good at absorbing information.
There you go. I'm like a sponge.
Like a sponge.
Either my brother or my niece broke my Yoshi cart.
Aww.
That.
And you're upset?
Reasonably so.
The exhaust pipes is broken off.
They probably raced it down the stairs and into that wall.
Sir!
Yoshi, you're going too fast!
Just explode. It's like the Grinch. It's got a huge explosion.
It's like they round that corner of the stairs, right, Terry? And then they just like let go of it and they like fall down the stairs like, Yoshi, no! And he just goes doof, doof, straight into the wall.
Yoshi.
It's dangerous, man.
You son of a bitch.
Yoshi, you silly bitch. Whatever, it was like a dollar. I'll buy another one. Maybe I'll get Peach this time.
You better not.
Peach.
I'm gonna get Peach, and I'm just gonna shove it in your face.
That's true.
I'm gonna close my eyes then.
That's true.
If I don't see it, this hasn't happened.
We'll see about that.
Some guy asked if the Skyrim Let's Play, or Draywolf asked if the Skyrim Let's Play is ever going to see the light of day again. It's a possibility, mainly because sleepers could, you know, go off and do the Thieves Guild and stuff like that. All the other shit that we didn't do. But there's a lot of other things, too, that I want to do first. Finish Conquerors is one. I may be doing Chrono Trigger. I don't know, because I haven't played it at all. We actually had this discussion earlier today on Skype, where each one of us has like a game that we've all played except for one of us, and we all hate that person because they haven't played it.
Whoa!
So it started off with Terry, you linked us the intro to the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Just the diamond coming up, and it's so awesome. It gives you the chills, you know? And I actually booted up my PlayStation earlier today, seeing if it would work. I think the laser is busted.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
That's what Scott says he thinks is wrong with mine.
Too. Yeah, I'm sad. So, and then, like, the top comment on that video is like, but then it needs to be followed by the Konami sound for the opening of Metal Gear. It's like, and I get chills just fucking doing it terribly, you know? And
it's the butts. Get out of the way.
And both me and Alex, we drove to Boner City real quick. Right, Alex?
Yeah.
Alex and I were at Boner City.
So you guys hate me because I never played
was high.
No. That's an MMO. MMOs you can get away with.
I hate Final Fantasy.
You can't end it there. You can't just be like, me and Alex drove to Boner City and
why not? It's a great place. No, I was sorry. I was finding the thing.
Drove your way to Pound Town real quick, you know.
That thing. Who's echoing?
Probably.
Oh, no.
Was that still? Because I didn't do that.
But yeah, that's the sound we were saying. Like, you gotta follow that with that, and like that was the shit. And like Terry, he hasn't played the Metal Gear series. Have you played any of them?
I've played the one on PlayStation and the Nintendo one, but that's first level.
Okay, yeah. So Terry really hasn't played the first Metal Gear. So both Alex and I were like, you have to go play it.
Yes.
And I really want to be a part of that because I've been wanting to play it again. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see Terry's experience through it just, you know, going through.
Right.
So I said, all right, Terry, we got to play that. Maybe after Conquerors. I don't know. It's up to Terry. I don't know. I'm not in charge of Terry. he's doing something right now. He's not paying attention.
No. You're just going blah, 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 blah.
So, and then after that, Terry decided to gear the situation over back to Alex. He goes,
you guys gang it up on me, and then Alex mentions Half-Life, and I was like, wait a minute, you haven't beat Half-Life 2, you piece of shit.
Yeah, so we were like,
I don't
what?
Think I ever beat Half-Life 2.
So I kicked Alex out of Boner City because he hadn't played. He hadn't beaten Half-Life 2.
I haven't beaten Half-Life 2.
I played
most of it. I just never... My computer's a piece of crap.
I'm pretty sure it could do Half-Life 2.
It can.
I test almost all computers with Half-Life 2.
It can.
Yeah. So we're yelling at Alex.
I beat Half-Life 1.
Yeah. That he needs to play through it. You guys can probably do it together. That way you'd be like, blah, blah, blah.
You can't play with somebody else.
No, I'm saying you play it, he plays it.
Alex, let's film us playing it and see who does better.
It'll
probably be you.
Well, that's the
thing. Isn't there a co-op mod, though?
It's really bad. You have to load each level manually.
Who cares? Let's do it, Alex. We'll figure it out.
Maybe it's gotten better. I don't know. You guys should look into it.
Let's look into it, Alex.
Anyways, so I told Alex, I was like, he needs to either record it or stream it. All these experiences need to be recorded somewhere. They need to be shown live to people.
For all time.
They'll be in the Smithsonian. I'm sure. We could probably make that work.
Yes.
And so then I was sitting there thinking, I was like, well, shit, they haven't ganged up on me yet. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think of a game that I haven't played, but both of them have. And so it wound up to being Chrono Trigger. I've heard almost every song on the soundtrack, like, numerous times, because it's like, it was... I had, like, a playlist of, like, game songs. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've recognized Chrono Trigger immediately every single time. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I haven't played it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play Chrono Trigger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when or how or if I'm going to just stream it or what.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Terry said that I should play a Final Fantasy on Super Nintendo, but I'm not going to do
it. Oh, hell yeah. Maybe I'll do that.
I have Final Fantasy 2 over there.
No, you got to play 6.
Six.
If you're going to play one, it got to be six.
Is that six, which is three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's like the strongest Super Nintendo.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's like the strongest one in general. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Love it!
I do want to play one because I've only beaten one Final Fantasy, and that was... No, 13.
13.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Why
it's
even
not hard
bother.
To do.
Yeah, well, it was really
easy. It was hard, not because the game was hard, but just because it was not a great game.
Yeah, it was boring and you had to grind a lot, which I know was sort of a Final
Sarah
Fantasy thing.
Sarah hates that term.
Not really.
Oh, Sarah.
You
can get
like
through
when
any.
Say they're grinding?
You can get through any Final Fantasy game without grinding if you know what you're doing.
Are you kidding me? When I used to play Pokemon and like I'm grinding so hard right now, I'd be like, why do you always say that?
Oh, okay, when you use it in that context.
Yeah,
I'm grinding these Pokemon in the ground,
like,
man.
Where you just go battle over and over to level up.
You're doing something repetitive to get experience.
That's stupid.
And,
getting more comfortable.
Doing something repetitive to get in. Grinding these Pokemon.
About to grind up on me.
These Pokemon. About to make some
guys,
Pokemon.
Guys, Ryan's touching me, guys.
This is awkward.
Ryan!
Shh! What are you doing?
Shh! He's attacking me.
No.
Stop.
No.
Stop
touching
me.
No.
Come on, baby, shut up.
You shut up, baby. You know I love you.
See, that's the rhyme. I don't want to come back.
Elbow to the face.
Why didn't you tell your high school self to stop beating people?
Yeah. Oh, because my elementary school self got beat up all the time.
Of course. So you're paying it forward.
This guy beat me up, so I'm going to drop crack.
Basically, I went down. But I got to drop some asses of people that actually beat me up in elementary school, which was pretty nice. Pretty rewarding. Justifying, if you will.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good to grow. That'll be like, you know, mentally or as a person. I don't mean like that. I meant like physically, Terry. it's good to grow physically. Yeah, it's good to get big. Because I was very small for a very long time.
Yeah, there's one picture of you and I in high school where we're both way skinnier. You much more than I was at the time, just because you were a swimmer.
Mm, those were days.
But yeah, I every now and then I'll come across that picture and be like, what the fuck happened to both of us? You came back out of nowhere from your mission, and I was like, oh, hey Ryan. Oh, hey Ryan.
Because they fed us so well, like my last area that I was in.
I know.
I was there for 7 months, so by the end of there, people knew us, and they just like, eat, eat, eat. And I'm like, I don't want to eat.
Are you sure this wasn't like the Wicked Witch from Hansel and Gretel trying to fatten you up to eat?
Felt, man. This lady made a cookie one time. It was like this big, and she's like, you guys have to eat it all.
That's
and we're
a
like,
pizza.
Are you? It was on a pizza. It was on a pizza tray.
God, that's awful.
Tell me about it, man. She cut it into pizza slices too.
Yeah. It's fine, Ryan. The old lady's gone.
She wasn't old.
The lady is gone.
She's not.
She's not like she's not gone.
There's an old lady who used to cook us like fresh steak, just cooked in butter. Oh.
Cooked in butter? Okay.
She owned a farm.
She owned a farm.
She would just kill her
butter farm.
Just kill some cows.
really struck a note with Sarah.
Ah, good times.
Yeah, yeah. Terry, when did you become fat?
Probably when.
Shut up, Terry. Probably when I'm 60.
I think that's when I'll give up on this. Let it all hang out.
Let it all hang
out. It's like retiring.
Alright.
He like leans back in his chair for the first time when he retires and just like.
Yeah, speaking of leaning back in chairs, Alex.
Oh, no.
This motherfucker right here.
Did he fall?
Has fallen like 3 times in the last like 4 days in his chair because he's leaning back and then he just falls. Who does that?
Alex.
How do you do that? Show us.
Yeah, I just lean back and it falls.
Tell us.
Lean back how?
Like how I'm doing now.
It's not... Hey, Terry. Show me Terry.
Okay, there's Terry.
Terry.
Yes.
You can't, it's not happening now, but usually when I do this, the chair kind of gets... I should be inside that poof. I'm watching it again. I'm not going to finish it before the season comes out. But I'm just watching.
Isn't it tomorrow?
Sunday.
Will you guys be back before it starts?
No, we'll still be here. It comes
I
out.
Thought you were leaving Sunday.
We leave Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay, so you won't
leave
be...
Sunday night.
Yes,
Sunday night.
So I'll watch some of it because it comes out at 12:01, wherever you are.
Midnight? Really?
Yeah, man.
That's a weird time to release.
Why? It's the internet.
I don't know.
They want you to be able to wake up in the morning and watch it. That's the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Because they're releasing everything at once.
The whole seat? I didn't know they were releasing the whole thing.
They're releasing...
That's how they do it with all of their...
Yeah, that's what they do with House of Cards.
I thought that was just like the initial go.
That's what they do with... what's that other stupid show you watched?
Hemlock Grove.
Yeah, that's just how Netflix is doing it. It's a different way to watch TV.
Yeah, we should go back to that real quick, Terry, in a second here.
The whole season is coming out.
That's an amazing 12:01 idea.
Sunday, so I'm going to stay up and watch a couple episodes.
Oh, really? We should watch them together. Oh, wait. Can we, though? I thought you said it was 12:01 where you are type of thing.
I'll
you
be here.
Get them before. You won't be here Sunday night.
They come out. That would be Monday. If you're talking about Sunday night, 12:01, because it's just, it's, I can't hear.
Ryan took his headset out so he can read. Okay, sorry, Terry and Alex, I got to take you out too.
Let me explain this to you. So 12:01 on Sunday is in the morning.
Okay, so
going into Sunday would be 12:01, because 12:01 Sunday night is technically Monday.
When I'm given times like that, I think that day you wait up Sunday to 12:01.
No, you wait up. I'm waiting up Saturday.
Because me, my day doesn't end until.
Yeah,
I'm
I know. I know that. That's how I think too. You know, I'm still on. Yeah, but I'm just saying they're releasing it 12:01 Sunday.
Okay.
Saturday night. 12:01 the 26th.
That's better. That makes more sense. All right, guys, we're coming back. Whoa! Goddamn, Derek. That was intense.
It was. You want to go camping?
Whoa.
Yeah, Terry?
Want to go camping, Terry? It's intense.
Oh. Good one, Ryan. I didn't get it at first.
I'm glad he clarified because, you know, I'm pretty sure that went over so many people's heads.
Not really. I say it all the time.
You don't say it enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Want to go camping? No, I'm just
kidding. Hey, no, you're right. Let's go camping.
We should go camping. That'd be a blast. We'll bring our computers and a generator, and we'll just camp.
We'll just take an RV then.
No. Come on, Terry. That's not Dwight. That's not camping. Come on.
It's a form of camping.
I'm just kidding.
We have an RV that we don't even use.
We'll take that. I still think you guys should drove that up to the wedding. Just camped out somewhere,
man.
Instead of staying in the prison.
Yeah, it was the room was all right.
That's what all the prisoners say. Room wasn't bad, you know, when I wasn't getting raped.
Yeah. When my roommate or cellmate wasn't in there with me, it was great.
You get to worry about Greg. Greg will rape you.
Okay, well, little news on the Team Mongoose front. We did release a new animated podcast episode today, which was awesome.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Shimmy did it once again for
more.
A little bit out of episode 92 when we were mixing up animals.
More.
Yeah, I asked her about that. They should. She's
more.
School is, for her is going to be ending pretty soon, I think, for the summer.
More.
So she'll have a little bit more time to work on him. Yeah. More.
If she would like.
Well, she asked me if I would like her to keep doing them. I was like, absolutely, yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, she's doing a fantastic job at them. So you guys really should go follow her on Twitter. I think it's at a shimmy dance.
A fast turtle got me.
Right?
Fucking along on the two hands.
You kept going back to the fucking bird. And I was like, come on. No, it's like your bird duck thing.
Bird duck. You mean Tyler?
Turtle duck.
You mean Tyler?
Turtle duck. Yeah, yeah. I like how Shimmy made Tyler the turtle duck. The turtle. That's the shit. I would like a turtle with some buff ass arms.
I like the turtle. I like the turtle eagle.
The turtle eagle, yeah.
Keep the turtle in his little tank. Smack the shit out the glass.
You gotta go back. I ain't living here. I'm taking your room.
You got him in like a bulletproof, like the enforced glass. He's just like walking around the side, like pacing the entire cage, just waiting for you to slip up.
Open this cage up, man.
He's fucking doing, just he's doing push-ups.
But every now and then he'll just like ram against the glass to remind you that he's there, and he's gonna fuck up your whole
what?
Day.
What? Open my cage.
Where's
like,
dinner?
Trying to go to sleep, you're just lying there and everything's quiet for like 5 minutes, and all of a sudden it's just like.
Or if he's just like sitting there and he leans up to the cage, you're like, yeah, that's right. Go to sleep. Little baby boy, going to sleep.
And then one day you come home and the cage is empty and all you do is you start panicking.
The bar's bent open.
Just like, oh my god. Oh my god. There's just like a crack in the glass. Like just a hole.
He dragged your bed out into the living room. I'll be right back.
You wake up, you see a turtle doing one arm push up.
Morning sunset.
doing the clap push ups.
Puts you in a chokehold, like, shh, no pain now.
Oh shit.
Yes, turtle.
Be terrifying.
Bench pressing his shell full of weight.
you feel yourself like going up and down in your bed.
He's just like, oh, yeah.
He's like benching your bed.
Like that bitch. Don't you ever forget what I can do.
I can get out of here anytime I want. I think I'll stay. What's for breakfast?
He's doing pull-ups on the side of his cage.
on your door frame, he's got like one of those little like. He's just like jumps up to the iron gym like what? One-handed.
when he's done, he just rips it out.
tears off your whole door frame.
I need a new one.
So what are you making me for breakfast?
Pounds of muscle milk.
I wasn't trying to touch you.
You're just acting out?
Mm-hmm, it still is. Pardon me.
Throw all your food into the garbage and put all his muscle milk in the fridge.
But it's all like turtle edition ones. Like made specifically for turtles.
It's called shell shine.
It's called shell shine. Turtle shine.
Turtle shine.
Turtle wax.
He turtle wax. There you
car go. Wax, but to shine
just
his...
He just drinks it. He just drinks straight turtle wax.
But no, it's called Turtle Max.
Turtle Max. With raw turtle eggs for that real turtle taste.
He's eating
his own turtle.
Wow.
Yeah, he's intense, man.
That's crazy.
Makes him stronger. It's like a...
He does what he has to do, man. Yeah, man. He's a turtle in charge.
Pay good money for it. That ain't for
Stay
you.
Out of my HTC, bro.
HTC? You got my phone, brother? You're touching my phone. Stay out of my phone. Just smashes yours.
I see you got a new phone.
That's what I'm gonna do to you, bitch.
Looks like my phone was just lost, and he throws his phone against the wall and takes yours. Thanks. I just upgraded.
Do something.
Looks like I just got an upgrade.
Kiss on Facebook. Got a new number, guys.
Looks like my upgrade's due.
Got a new number. Hit me up.
Dude, this turtle is badass.
I know, right? Motherfucker.
Sounds scary as shit. You're in the shower. He walks in with you. He's got a towel around his waist.
Alex, I think you mean that you're in his shower.
He's just used to public showers, so he just walks in. Like, hey, how you doing?
He looks at you like this hard-ass face, like...
Oh, shit.
There's a squat rack.
Look at me while I'm showering, all right?
There's a squat rack in every room.
No, his legs gotta be tiny.
Well, I mean, they could be tiny, but he's still gotta work on them.
That's true. But he usually...
You don't want to skip leg day, man.
He usually skips leg day.
He's more arm day, but he usually has leg day.
Yeah, his leg day's like half-assed. Like, yeah, leg day. You know. Whatever. I guess I'll do 100 reps.
I guess I'll only do 300 today.
I guess I'll only do a couple reps of 1,000. Whatever.
Yeah.
No big D.
Not feeling it today.
Come home, your whole room's rearranged.
Like it better this way.
Holding your parents hostage.
Get room for my weights.
Throws out all your shit and puts in a dumbbell rack.
You come back and all your shit's just in the garbage can.
Broken into like little itty bitty
like Lego sized pieces.
You're sleeping in your car now.
I only need your TV for the PX90.
P90X. Yeah, but that's pussy shit to him. That's how he warms up.
That's my warm up.
He does the whole hour workout in like 2 minutes.
He does the whole DVD set. Yeah. That's his warm up.
Yeah. Half hour warm up.
Done.
Then he gets to the real shit.
Turtle. Fucking waxes his shell every day, yelling at himself like he's in the military.
He has like military tattoos of like the squads he's been in and stuff.
He's always bringing random girls over.
But turtle girls. They can't
no,
be
no, like full ass.
Nah, 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 nah,
like
nah.
Real buff ass, like bitches he meets at the gym.
Yo, this is Bill.
This is Bill. She's pretty much a woman. She will be Tuesday. She's got the hormones.
Patient, cross your fingers.
Now we just invented Mac from Always Sunny.
Mac.
He always has like shirtless, like.
But the turtle's actually buff.
Yeah,
his actual muscles,
not just
fat. What if he becomes Fat Mac, but he's Fat Turtle?
Turtle, his shell starts to crack. Like, but
he's just always talking about how he's packing on mass.
Just putting on mass.
Go on, try to move me.
You can't. Can't.
She's a whore. Oh shit! That turtle's badass, man.
I like this turtle. I wouldn't want him over at my house, but I like the idea of this turtle.
I know, right?
I like it's Dwight's turtle.
We've all agreed, Dwight. Hold
on. He wouldn't be my turtle, though. If anything, I'm his human.
Just roommates.
You'd be roommates. Except you're the only one paying rent.
That'd be a hell of a sitcom.
Potato and turtle.
What's a human and what's a turtle?
Potato and the turtle.
Slap the shit out of the screen.
Just immediately opens up with the turtle, like slapping me with my money,
like holding your shirt, holding your shirt, and slapping you back and forth. I don't owe you any money. I pay for everything.
Don't you forget it.
Throw it in your own bed.
Sleep on the floor, bitch.
Revolver.
Lucky if I give you a blanket.
Gives you a small ass turtle. Though.
Gives you like a towel. Like a hand. Like a hand.
You can sleep with it.
I only used it for a week.
He pops you real quick with it before he gives it to you.
Rat tails me. Come on, you want it? Huh? You want to sleep on this?
Go to sleep.
Chokes you out until you fall asleep.
I'd move out.
You can't move out. Where do you think you're going, bitch? He breaks your legs, so you have to stay.
I could probably move faster. He got tiny little legs. He skips leg day all the time.
He just runs with his knuckles, man. He just throws his ass in the air and starts running with his knuckle.
He runs like a tank in left of bed.
No. He'd be too front heavy. He'd fall over.
He just falls over and then he pops out the other side. Whichever way he needs to go, he's a damn turtle.
He's like those old RC cars that can flip over. He
flips and he just like goes inside, comes out the way he needs to go, and just keeps running.
Lincoln, I think he should have wheels installed on his shell so when he gets momentum,
so you can
he
never
just pulls his arm in and just keeps going.
Oh, let me see. He jumps off of you like a transformer or some shit. I love it. Oh my god. There's a lamp here.
Yeah, been there all night.
I know, I've hit it twice.
Yeah.
The only way you can beat this turtle is by flipping him upside down.
God damn it. Get back.
Damn you!
Yeah, because buff arms goes your mobility. You can't reach back or nothing.
He's just like,
far back as your arms go.
Yeah, but good luck trying.
Yeah.
If you think you can get that close.
I'd do it while he's asleep and then run away.
Pick him up.
Just pick him up, turn him over.
Why
is everything upside down? <Who's
that? laughs> Kill you!
Fight me!
I'll kick your ass! I'll
kick your ass, brah!
He rolls over right while you're driving away, grabs onto your bumper, doesn't let go. It'd
be funny if he hung out with one of those buff-ass kangaroos that we saw.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's his best buddy.
They're boxing all the time.
Just call him Roo.
Turt.
Roo.
That'd be even a better sitcom. Screw you, Dwight.
Yeah, the buff-ass turtle and a kangaroo.
Buff-ass kangaroo.
They spot each other and... make their own muscle milk. What did the guys call it in Always Sunny? Their muscle milk thing? Solution?
I don't remember.
They had a drink that they wanted to try to market towards bodybuilders and stuff.
I must have missed that one.
It was a minor thing in a certain episode, but they were I think it was the advertising one where they were making stuff.
Was that a newer one?
I don't think so. I think it's season 4.
Huh.
I'll see if I can't find it really quick. Don't stop the conversation because of me again, guys.
God, Dwight. Shit.
I'm just saying, it's like you guys just stop talking.
I got distracted by Reddit, okay?
Get off Reddit.
Maybe I can find something to talk about. You don't know.
Hey, we're not gonna talk about cats.
But cats, man.
I don't like cats.
Me either.
Good.
You don't like cats?
I tolerate some cats, but for the most part, I don't care.
You telling me you don't like you?
Who's Hugh?
I'm not telling you that.
Who's Hughesworth?
It's my cat. One of my cats.
I'm sure I'd like him.
He's a Persian Himalayan. He's a flat face. And he sleeps all day. He doesn't do really anything. He just kind of sits there and looks at him. It's because he goes into our office and he just falls asleep in the corner all day.
Well, I'm done.
Yeah.
Out.
Wakes up. Oh man, I had a rough day.
I think I'm gonna take a nap.
I'm so tired. That sounds about right.
I'm watching the clock, right, Mio? If you want to go to sleep, go to sleep.
Okay, so I can't find the drink that they did. It's hard to try to narrow it down.
It's called man milk.
Probably. No, I think it had the word thunder in it.
Thunder milk.
It could have been thunder milk, I in all honesty. I don't know. Ugh. But, how about we wrap this up?
Yeah, this is a good one.
It was a good one. We had a lot of stuff to talk about. A few
could've
times.
Been better.
Yeah, how so?
They could have been playing Worms.
A light
time.
Show, a laser show.
You gonna get us a light show?
No.
No. No, we're gonna do that.
It
could have
been better if there was a laser show.
You want to join us, dear?
I thought you were gonna see what it's all about, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, she falls asleep.
Okay, I will sleep this way.
Well, we're leaving in a minute.
Well, we don't have to pick your parents up till midnight.
Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna end this anyway.
What do you want to do? Go back home and then have to leave again?
No, I guess not. We'll just hang out with Dwight. I don't even care.
Do you mind if we stay in your time?
Yeah, no, I don't care. Whatever.
You have important plans?
Okay.
All right, dude, do this. Should we get the randomizer out again?
I'll bring it up on here. Yeah, sure.
I'm nervous. To,
you guys can find it on your own, right?
No. Oh, good. You got one of these now?
What?
You got one of these instead of using your wireless keyboard this far?
Yeah.
I love having one of those.
Well, I've had this for since ever.
Yeah, me too. Now. I like to... You
know. All right, we're going to do one thing.
It doesn't do the mouse part, though?
Huh? It does.
Oh, why don't you just use that?
Because it's easier to use them.
I would
mouse.
Just sit like...
Well, I do that, but if my mouse is...
All right, whatever, man.
All right, I'm going to generate between 1 and 100.
88. Ugh.
So we're going to go down the list to 88. Usually the top ones are the good ones, so that's why...
It's page 3.
50. 60.
4.
Page
4,
I'm
sorry.
Right?
Yep. Wait, what was the number?
88. Alex, are you ready?
Hold on, I'm looking for 88.
What's okay. that word mean?
Okay.
Not safe for work.
No.
No, the other one.
Oh.
Chat roulette?
Yeah.
Oh, chat roulette, it's a thing where you like go into chat rooms and you hit like random and a person like shows up.
Yeah, it's like a chat room for random things.
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, it's usually somebody jacking off.
No, 88 is blonde girl enjoying herself on chat roulette or blonde man enjoying himself on chat roulette.
That's number 90 for
me. Yeah, that's 90 for me. Whatever.
Yeah, just go to that one. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Ew! 90's, all right. 90 is girl with breasts sewn together. Ugh.
Yeah, lucky. No.
Okay, all right. All right, you ready?
All right, you ready?
Okay, you guys, everybody ready?
I don't want to do this.
All right. You say that every week, but you got to man the fuck up.
Every time I want to just vomit. All right, go for it.
Just
go
man
for
up.
All right, do it! Just do it!
3, 2, 1, go!
No.
Hey! Alright!
Like, no!
She's really naked.
Yeah. Well, it's better than what we've been getting, okay?
That's a good one. That's our first good one.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, we're off to a good start.
At least we didn't have to see a dick.
We're going
to
call it a win.
Yeah, we didn't have to see a dick this week. We'll call that a win.
Yeah, that's a win. That is an honest to God win.
Oh, gross.
Did you guys just do it one time?
Yeah, we just do it once.
Really?
Well, the first time we did it, after the podcast, we did it like another 7 times.
They did it. I left.
He left. Because, you know.
All right, let's end this.
But, we had, I think, one good one after that. Anyways. Thanks for listening to the T-Mongoose Podcast, guys.
105.
We'll see you next week. Ryan will be back in Albuquerque.
Yup.
And no longer in California. But we'll have a special video, guys, ready for you guys on Monday. Assuming my hard drive fucking behaves. It's been running a test now for like 6 hours. So,
oh, behave.
Hopefully good things happen from it. And, yeah.
Bye.
See ya.